Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Monday, October 29, 2018. We're going to hit hard today. Come back one time.
Hey,
it's real.
No limit. No
limit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is the hottest show on internet radio, the hottest Christian radio show across the land. Taking the Limits Off is live, live from your Southside studios located on the first floor of the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. And, man, I'm excited to be here. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, in the studio and joining me, as always, my brother, also, he a West Sider, but he on the South Side, too, from the First Bethel Church. He is the pastor of the First Bethel Church, the one, the only, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, Apostle, Prophet, Cracker Jack. I thought you was going to say crackhead. Cornelius. You know, he is losing a little weight kind of fast. Y'all might want to check it.
Man, it is. Man, it is.
He's smoking that stuff.
I can't even hear.
You can't hear what? Nothing?
Nothing.
Like in your ears?
Yeah.
Or maybe they might be plugged or okay. Something. We'll figure that out.
Cool.
Pastor Parker's in the house. What's going on, sir?
Man.
Yeah, there we go. We'll figure that out in a minute. Oh, man. But, yeah, we're going to have a good time today, y'all, as always. And we got a great, great show for you today. Yeah, we do. We got a good show for you today. Today's topic is going to be hot. I hope y'all ready for this. Y'all ready? I don't know. Y'all might not be ready. I'm hearing some extra sounds and everything. But we got a great show for you today. Today's topic is going to be good. Watch this. Christian backstabbers.
I believe that's what it said, right?
Three ways to spot Christian backstabbers. It's going to be a good, good time. I'm excited about it. We're going to enjoy this thing today. I hope y'all ready. But let me give you a rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323. Yeah, that's right. Area code 323-870-4375. Again, this area code 323-870-4375. That's what we do. That's how you can be a part of today's show. Again, area code 323-870-4375. That's how you can find us in the studio. Also, if you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, again, you want to be a part of the show, 323-870-4375. Just push 1. That'll get you to my producer. That'll get you back over to us, and you can be live on the air with us. If you want to email the show, you can do that. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's how you can join us today. Email the show one more time, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can find us. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. We are live on social media. We're live on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, we're live on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO radio. That's where we can be found. Again, facebook.com/TTLO radio. That's where you can find us there. Amen. Amen. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO radio. That's where you can find us there. TTLO radio. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's where you can find us there. And then, yeah, we're also on the gram. That's right. On Instagram, TTLO radio. You can find us there as well. TTLO radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way. TTLO radio. One time, one time. Amen. Look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to figure out how to get
my brother some sound in his ears over here because he can't hear nothing that's going on. Maybe I should start talking about it real low if y'all don't say nothing. If y'all don't tell, I won't tell. Okay. But we're going to get him set up.
He said something.
We're going to get him fixed up real quick. We'll be right back, y'all. I'm going to do this like this. TTL. Oh, man, I got this song I want to play, but I'm going to play it a little bit later because I didn't get a chance to download it, and I want to be able to play it so everybody can hear it. But in the meantime, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this. What is this song here? You know what? I'm going to give y'all some of my girl because the concert is coming up soon. Some of this Lanasia Tyson Praise Party. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO. Y'all stay blessed. Be right back. Come on. Play something. There you go.
Hey, let me tell you what to do when the devil starts bugging you. Just put him where he's meant to be, and that's underneath your feet. You gotta let the devil know God is in control. When he tries to show his face, lift your hands and say,
so my brother could hear.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you good now? You got ears?
Man, we look like Teletubbies. We look like Teletubbies up here,
okay,
for real.
I can't win for lose.
And how we put on the same concept today, different colors, like for real.
I can't win for lose.
Man, now y'all know this was a mistake.
I can't win for lose.
We sitting here looking like a number 10.
I can't win. Bless the Lord, oh my soul,
man,
and all that is within me, bless.
Man, we sitting here look like a number 10 for real.
I don't even know what to say to that.
For real.
I'm confused right now. Anyway, y'all, we are live. Thank y'all so much for joining us on this Monday evening on Taking Limits Off Radio. It's always our pleasure to be here. Once again, it's your boy, Ms. Danielle King, in the studio with my brother, Pastor Cornelius Parks, from the First Bethel Church. What's going on, man?
Man, you got it, man. You got it.
Man, we missed you last week, man.
Yeah, man. I was preparing to...
You had another funeral? No.
No, I was preparing. I had a lot of work to do.
Okay.
And I was preparing to leave for New York.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
okay,
I was in New York.
Got it. So how was the trip? What was the New York trip about?
New York, the Empire State Convention.
Empire State Convention.
Yeah, just like the national.
But a convention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the Empire State Convention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to go out there and work.
Pastor Carl Washington Jr. is the president.
Okay,
and
okay.
He's one of my spiritual fathers, so I have to go out there. He was giving his first annual address as well. So they have a nice convention out there. It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's good, but it worked out well?
Oh, it worked out well. Man, I was in Niagara Falls, New York, but it was just, man, the problem was it was going to Buffalo. It was cold.
Yeah, that's a different.
It was freezing.
That's a little different. That's a little.
Man, it was freezing, man. It was freezing.
That's a little different.
Yeah, like I have.
Because that's that Niagara Falls. That's that Canada.
So I got a trip on standby for Niagara Falls with a bunch of pastors and stuff.
Okay.
Excuse me. So happily, I was able to go last week. And man, it was cold.
Different. It's a different. That's a different kind of cold.
Man,
that's that Canada. That's that Canada cold.
No, they don't play games out there.
That's that real bad weather.
Man, that's real bad weather.
That's the real bad weather.
Man.
So how were things? So when did you get back?
I got back Friday.
Okay.
Saturday. One of them days.
Okay.
Yes.
So you got back when I left town.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
And you asked Chicago why you left your bowling game in Chicago.
I put an APB out.
APB.
On the game. I had the balls with me, but the game just wasn't.
Was that bad?
Yeah, it was a little rough. Though.
Did you hurt your team?
No. So it's singles, doubles, and then team.
Oh, so
I hurt myself, right? And then my doubles partner was 97 years old.
Oh.
So here's the problem. See, I don't have a standard doubles partner.
Okay.
So the people I go with, like Pat and Tyrone, they're each other's partner.
Okay.
I don't have a doubles partner. So what happens is when I get there, whoever else don't have a partner.
Gotcha.
So imagine you go bowling.
Gotcha.
And they tell me you're going to be my partner.
Gotcha.
That's how it turned out.
Gotcha. Like put your name in the hat and pull it out.
Pretty much. Who else ain't got no partner? Okay, Dana need a partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that didn't.
Was a man or female?
He was a dude.
Oh, he's a dude.
And he's actually not a bad bowler. I know him. He bowls here with us locally.
He just won.
But he just. Yeah. He couldn't find the pocket.
Wow. So team wise, how did y'all do?
We didn't do bad, man. We just, you know what it is? It's not our regular team. So it's not our Saturday team.
Okay.
It was three of us from the Saturday team, myself, Tyrone Lewis, and Pat Lewis.
Okay.
But then we had one of our old team members and his wife on our team. They're not on our regular team.
Okay.
So that continuity wasn't there.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, when you're not, and you know this from playing sports, when you don't have that team camaraderie.
Oh, definitely.
It's going to kill you. I don't care how good you are.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You can't tell certain people, you can't tell, but just, you know, with us, we can talk to each other and say, hey, man, just move over.
Yeah.
Take a step to your left before you go up there. You know,
you're getting it on the head.
Yeah,
man.
So we couldn't, you know, and I almost could preach that. But, you know, we couldn't.
We couldn't figure.
So it was just, you know, it was just a bad vibe. But, you know, it was all in all, man, it was still good. You know, it just wasn't what I had my expectations was up to here.
Okay. Because
my game had come on back. Because I've been hot this season. So I just knew, and then the pattern wasn't bad. The oil wasn't bad. It was just us. We just couldn't, you know, we just couldn't hit. Yeah, we just couldn't hit. And then there was just too many games, too. I think I just, you know.
Oh, man. So
it's a lot of games.
How many games y'all play?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Man, And
wait, then I had to bowl today.
Today?
Because we had to make up for the league game that we missed on Saturday.
So y'all had to do that today?
So when I left the school today.
You had to go bowling?
I had to go bowl at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Three games.
As an individual? Or
no, it was my team. My team had to show up today back out at the bowling alley because it's division. And we had to make it up because it was division rounds on Saturday.
Man.
So yeah, man. So bruh tied. Yeah, I'm going to do my best Billy D. Williams. Lady Sing the Blues, I'm going to date myself right now. Y'all don't know about that. But when he held the money in his hand, he said, you want my arm to fall off? That's how I feel right now. I feel like Mitch Trubisky. Ain't his name Trubisky? That's the best quarterback,
garbage,
I think.
Man. You know,
he seemed like he all right, though.
Man, whatever.
You ain't feeling it?
No.
But they won, though.
Yeah,
but it was the Jets.
It was Jets.
They messed with my prophecy, though.
No, because you said 7, right?
I said 7-9. They 4-3 right now.
Man, it's the man. So they 4-3. So they still got 10 more games.
That's true. So how were things at the man? So
man.
So I saw your picture yesterday, man. You had some. You had a packed house yesterday, huh?
Dude, like
tell the people.
Man, listen, I don't even know how to say it.
I like Ledbetter's comment though.
Just preach. Oh, I did.
Yeah,
I did. You know, one thing about me, man, I don't preach according to the crowd.
Amen.
And my members know that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was just good to see a lot of new members out. I mean, not new members, old members.
I
haven't seen them in a while. We've been saying, man, let's get our members back, get them back. And they showed up yesterday. We had a good time. The choir had their anniversary, 62nd year anniversary.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Man, great.
So
man.
Who'd you have? Because, you know, I know you had to get up.
They had a couple of solos. I got to teach them. Even though you do letters, you still have to do a follow-up call.
Yeah, because you're thinking people coming
especially
in.
Especially when you've been out of sync for so long.
You haven't
really been fellowshipping, so it's best to do a follow-up phone call.
I get that.
But overall, man, I'm proud of them, man. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of them because they worked so hard. They was in the efforts. Mm-hmm. They was rehearsing and... Then the robes, man, they came, man.
Y'all was ready.
Yeah,
I saw the picture.
Yeah, man.
With your peppermint, your candy cane socks on.
Yeah, I did.
I saw
it. Where's blue and that blue?
Oh, well, I got it on the blue.
You're going to be
in the pit.
Yeah, red, white,
and
blue.
Look at that.
Chuck's on.
Yeah, I saw that.
They something all red, so I said, okay, let me just change it up a little bit.
No, it looked good. I saw the picture.
But I was so proud.
So how did it turn out?
It turned out great, man.
3:30 to what? Y'all go to about 5-6?
About 5:30. Yeah, about 5:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do long service.
Amen.
Especially if it's under my watch.
Amen.
Morning service is 90 minutes.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, I know that.
90 minutes, 11 to 12:30. And we started a little late yesterday. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got out just a little late, but nah.
Yeah. Yesterday was good, man. We had a good crowd yesterday. My mom came. My mom came. Godmama came. She came. She came through. My favorite niece in the whole wide world, Danielle. She came through.
Oh wow.
So yeah, man, it was good. It was a good crowd. I really enjoyed yesterday, man. It was a good time. The cool thing for me, I'm getting real comfortable. Just every other week or so. But now. It's like I preach Sunday, I got to preach next Sunday, and then I got to preach second Sunday because I got to preach in the afternoon because they asked me to preach for the 98th year anniversary of the ushers. Right. For the usher program.
To God be glory.
For the ushers, 98 of them.
Man.
So, you know, when they came down, I just I asked them, I said, y'all been usher 98 years? I said, any of y'all been on the board for 98 years? And then, nobody. I got a couple of dirty looks. Like, did he really just say that?
My crazy. I asked the same question.
Hey,
the choir.
Hey. All right, because you just.
I asked that question. Mama Fleming, she's the longest tenured member there.
Really?
And I asked, I said, Mama, were you here from the start?
Uh-huh. How long has she been?
She said, No,
she ain't that right. Right.
Yeah.
It was good, though. It was good, man. It was good. So big shout out to them. Great. You know, and the thing about it, man, I like the fact that I don't have to. They're getting to that point where I'm not pumping them to worship.
Oh, that's good, man.
In a traditional Baptist church.
Yeah, man. That's good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I think through it all, and I'm tired of us, a lot of people, we worship, choir.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, let's just pray to his glory.
That's it. I don't care how you get there.
Let's just flow with the anointing.
Yeah.
Because one thing I learned, anointing don't have a look.
Oh, that's good.
It don't have a sound.
That's good. That's good.
It's a feel. It's a touch.
That's good.
It's his touch amongst the people. And, you know, a lot of times we categorize it and we try to describe it in a way, but it's so hard to describe it because it's so sweet.
Okay. That's good.
It's the sweetest feeling. And a lot of times we miss it, especially in smaller church like mine. A lot of people don't think that his anointing flow in there, but I look at it whenever there's a sweet spirit.
Mm.
I just allow that sweet spirit just to reside in that because so many people come to church with hell.
Ooh, Jesus.
They come to church with so many issues in their life. And they need something to calm them down.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I suggest that the spirit of God, the anointing of God, be released that a spiritual calmness would take place in the atmosphere.
Mm.
And it works for us. I can almost tell from Sunday school how morning worship is going to be.
Okay.
I really can.
Okay.
And a lot of churches may not be set up like that, but mine is. I know if the atmosphere is sweet
in Sunday school, it automatically just come and transfer.
See, what I'm trying to get. See, I don't teach Sunday school.
Okay, me either.
Right, but my hope is that my Bible studies from Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of has been because we've been teaching
That's
on the
good.
Will and the sovereignty of God.
Okay.
So it's been good, man. Real quick, let's shout out some of these people
on
the book. Real quick on the Facebook, let's see. We got Ashley Chantel. What's going on, Ashley? Michael Henderson, bless your bones on tonight,
He
liked to say on tonight. My mama Cheryl King is in the house. Bless you, bless you. Kathleen Savon down in Georgia. She bless you, bless you. Danielle Miller. I'm sorry, Dana Miller.
Dana Miller.
I call her Danielle. Your name, same as mine. Dana Miller, what's up? She in Cali, right, or Florida?
Cali.
She's in Cali. Dana Miller, what's going on? Kathleen Savon, George, we got you. Lakeisha Winters.
Lakeisha
God bless
Winters.
You. Pastor Tracy G. Lee. I saw she coming
she's
to one of your.
She's,
we'll talk about that in a minute. Let me tell me about that.
Yeah.
Lakeisha, we said the Lakeisha Winters. Karen Miles, God bless you. Let's see. And then did I miss anybody? Because you probably see people I don't see.
So I got Ina Henderson.
Okay, yeah, you see people I don't see.
NY York.
Okay.
Young.
Okay.
New,
all right.
You said Kathy.
This Kathleen, yeah.
Got Jacqueline Walker.
Okay.
Yolanda King.
Okay.
Barbara Woods McBride.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, bless y'all for coming on in. Hit that share button. I know it's a little difficult doing the share. Just hit the share and let people know that this way you're watching, this is what you're doing. And because I know it's hard to do the invite
because
you try not to be in people's inboxes.
They only let me do a certain amount of invites now.
Yeah, because it's inboxes. I don't know what that I really don't know what that do. Facebook need to figure it out.
For real, they
messing up the flow. But anyway, man, that's good. That's good stuff. So what's this event you got coming up?
That's your cousin Ina. Oh, Mike, I don't know. Ina's from Austin too. She went to Austin.
Who that is?
Ina Henderson.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's
probably Ina.
Ina.
It's probably gonna be Ina.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, probably Ina.
Okay, cool.
She's a tiger.
She a tiger. She is a tiger.
Okay. What year? What year you out?
Maybe 1991. I'm 92, so she got to be 91.
She was after me then.
Right after you.
Maybe.
You 88, right?
88, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She in that 89 to 91.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good. So what's the event?
So what it is, each Wednesday in the month of November, we're praying that the Lord do some miraculous things in our church.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time of my watch, of
mm-hmm.
my covering, that we decided to do a revival.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's big.
I know in our church, there's many things that we need. We themed it Harvest. However, Harvest have so many different umbrellas under it.
Mm-hmm.
Many things that we need. I need spiritual awareness. I need spiritual development.
Mm.
I need capital. I mean, it's many things that we need. And each Wednesday leading up to it, the revival,
mm-hmm.
we're fasting from 6 to 6.
Okay.
To the church at
okay.
6, and we're praying at the church. Is that bars?
What?
Oh, that's apostle. That's a prophet. I'm sorry, Cornelius Williams. Yeah, that's me, man. I still want my cake. My brother, you've been busy, man.
Yeah.
You've been extremely busy, man. For real. You've been extremely busy. I appreciate you, man. I've been watching
you. He'll be here Friday.
Is he?
He'll be in studio Friday.
Man, you know something? Man, for the past 5-6 weeks,
uh-huh.
it's the truth.
Uh-huh.
I be at home all in the house by myself, like, just on a Friday night, like, for real, like, I live by myself.
Right.
To be in the house
uh-huh.
on a Friday night, every Friday.
With nothing to,
nothing.
With nothing on the schedule.
Nathan.
Okay.
Sheridan, how you doing? Sheridan spoke to us.
All right, so revival, come on back. We almost had a babysitter tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, we're going to be on time.
Yes, we almost had a babysitter.
We're going
to
be on time.
She's like, I need to come wrangle them, the children.
Okay, all right.
So,
we're going to be on time.
No, you good right now, talking about what you're talking about. But
don't we look like Teletubbies? don't we look like two Teletubbies? Teletubby what?
As long as I ain't got to be Pinky Winky, whatever. Who's the one with the perm? As long as I got to be the one with the perm. I'm good. Was it Paul? Tinky Winky.
I don't even know his name.
I'm trying to understand why I even know these names.
Yeah.
But I think it was Tinky Winky. Somebody named Dipsy. Was it Dipsy Dude something? And I know in Poe. Somebody had a purse, though.
Man.
Yeah. But anyway, Revival, you doing it for the whole month?
Yeah, the whole month, each Wednesday. For the first week, we got Pastor Dr. Oscar Moses.
Oh.
Then we got the second, the 14th is Andre Lanier.
Okay.
The 21st, we have Ken Marshall.
Ken Marshall. Yeah. Why don't I know that name?
Ken Marshall, he's one of my good friend of mine.
Okay. Maybe that's why I've seen him on the post.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
And then also, we have for the last night, last Thursday, Tracy Lee, Pastor Tracy Lee
in the throne
so
ministry.
The Lord gave me, get 3 men and have a woman to come in.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm not, you know, a lot of guys don't like women pastoring all the time.
Right.
Believe in that mess.
Right.
Because the church is predominantly women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned that I want to give the ladies something at our church.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman comes to my church,
mm-hmm.
and they are so attentive, like they off the chain.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And so I like to see the energy. I like to see the excitement. And so it was so happening when I was doing it. The Lord put Tracy in my spirit.
Okay.
And I just reached out to her.
Okay.
And she accepted it. I'm kind of mad because I didn't get a chance to make it by her 24-hour prayer thing.
Oh, yeah.
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 But yeah, I believe that she's going to do. And I didn't know that she's a daughter.
Uh-huh. She's under that tree.
Yeah.
She's from that prophetic tree.
Yeah.
Can we get the volume right? Hold on 1 second, cause you.
I can't even. We can barely hear.
What is this man's name? But Michael Henderson. Hold on. Come on, sir. Come on, say something.
Praise the Lord.
There you go. Come through. How are you, sir?
I'm just a little highly in favor. Praise the Lord, Pastor Fox. God bless you. Ella King. God bless you. You know. Praise the Lord to all you saints out there. Praise the Lord. You know, since we moved to a new address, I have not been invited to the upper chamber. Glory to God. Since we changed the hours, glory to Him. I found me a radio station that's going to let me sing. You know that.
Because the sound is all over the place. But hold one moment, please.
I'm singing. Swear to God.
I can't even talk. Dr. Henderson, sir. Can we need to clear us one thing up? You know your day was Wednesdays, and I know you teach. Right, and that's why we don't even have a show on Wednesdays because I'm teaching at the same time. That's why we have not been on. So don't be trying to make it seem like you ain't been invited.
What you need to do is get in the Holy Ghost, and we need to have this on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, or Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Get in the Holy Ghost.
No.
See, you got it. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the impartation. Don't be afraid.
Well, see, this is what we need to do. What needs to happen is on one of these Good Fridays, you just need to come on through.
Listen, Now, you know, now, Daniel King, I love you. That traffic coming from this way on Friday to get over in Beulah Land.
Ain't no traffic between 6 and 7. It ain't that bad. You just told three lies all at the same time.
Well, see, so listen.
You can take 55. You can take 55.
You, don't know.
You can take 55.
You don't know what I'm
you can. You
okay.
You okay. Can take 55. You can come right on round.
Okay, so
take 55.
So we gonna have to have. So when I come, we gonna call it Friday tarrying and believing God's service. Hallelujah. We ain't gonna pray for that new age stuff you got. I love God. God love me. Shake your booty. Do all this. That ain't Jesus. Ain't nobody living safe. In the West Side. What time you here? Nope. Ain't nobody living.
First of all, when you gonna make your debut? Swear to God.
Right.
So when are you coming? Wait a minute. Paul.
Yeah.
Did Cornelius Williams invite you to be on his album so you can? Did you get any credit for Swear to God? That's all I want to know.
Now listen. You know, Prophet Overseer Cornelius and I have been friends for over 30 years, and
uh-huh.
I was not invited to be on the album. But you know, I get on the album myself, so I can just say, "Oh, Swear of God, hey, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Swear of God, hallelujah, hey." I feel His presence moving over me. Ay, 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 ay. Come on, saints, have a good day. Hey, Jesus.
I'm done.
Oh, Jesus. Come on,
I'm done.
Come on, children.
First of all, you're not on the – so he'll be in studio on Friday to discuss the brand-new upcoming CD release. The release live part, he's doing a live recording, actually. So
the
maybe
live
you know, right, so I think we all need to be at the live recording, though.
Now,
I think we
what,
all
now,
should
I,
make
I,
our
I,
way
I,
to the live
I,
recording.
I,
when is that?
But now, listen, if they keep on singing about peas and carrots and bunny rabbits and all that, I'm going to politely get my bag like Pinky Winky or whoever y'all just talk about this stuff, and I'm going to put it on my arm, and I'm going to walk right out the door. Yeah. Oh yes, I am.
I ain't got time for you. I have no time.
Now, listen.
First of all, how did you get through? That's the first question. Wait a minute.
Because
who sent for you? That's the
Princess of Zamunda sent for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know some people. Okay.
I know some people. But now, since we're talking, you know, Pastor Paul, we're gonna talk about the elephant in the room. How are you doing, Elder King? Soon to be Dr. King over there at the Ebenezer Baptist Church.
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. The Lord is
okay.
Still good.
Hallelujah. Does your key still work? What are we doing? If your key still works, we're doing good.
Yes, sir. The key. I have keys. I can come and go as I please. Yes, sir.
That's and we're thanking God for what He's doing for you in your life and time. But now I must come on. We're gonna have Friday night tarrying service, and we're gonna feel the sweat of God. Hey,
so that's what we're gonna title it. When the Friday you come on, it's gonna be the Friday night tarrying service.
Oh, listen, we're going to put on some mother stacks and some mother...
This is what I need
you
to do. I need you to send us... Yeah. No, this is what you're going to do. Send us a list of the music you would like and the artists.
Oh!
And just for you.
So, yeah.
So, see, we know all about... I know Pods would... I could play house music and he'd be all right. See? But I know you want some... You know, you want a little C.L. Franklin, too?
Because, see, you got to remember, Pogs is, and you know what? I've been on the show because our Riri died. Oh, Lord. I got to jump on the show. Ooh,
you ain't been on the show since Riri.
Oh, Lord. What a sin we have in Jesus. Oh, that mercy. But, anywho, you know, Pogs is possibly saved. You know, he listened to all that foolishness. I need to be listening to some five line boys in Alabama, some Catholic.
You partially saved. Partially. Uh huh. Where you at, Cardinal?
Be partially saved. I'm at home.
in the lovely suburb of the LaGrange.
I thought you was in the garage.
Yeah, I'm in the suburb. Huh?
I thought you was in the garage.
I was there earlier, but now you know the garage ain't got no heat. And you know I'm starting to quick.
I'm done.
But praise the Lord to all of you wonderful people. And Ina Henderson, Ina, that's my cousin. Praise the Lord, that's my heart. She tuned in. And I, you know, we
did she go to Austin?
All across the country. Yes, she did.
Yep, I thought she did.
Help us today.
Yeah. We still have people that reach us all over the country that tune in to TCLO Radio. Listen, that's why I got along with you. Hi,
yes,
Dr.
Henderson. I have not talked to Devon. I saw him April, May, June or July. He came by and saw me over here. Yeah, he popped up and saw me. I haven't talked to him since. I talked to his mom though, but he's okay. But I talked to his mom, so he's good.
Yeah, I just good. She's so less up here on tonight. So listen, y'all continue on with the show, and we're gonna and soon and very soon one Friday evening we're gonna glory.
You know what? Have a great evening, Dr. Michael Bernard Henderson. Bless your bones, sir.
And listen, children, remember that a voteless people is a hopeless people. All right, y'all be good now, him.
Bye.
Bye.
Lord have mercy. Michael Bernard Henderson of the, what's the name of it? Is it Second
Baptist? Second Baptist.
Thank you, Second Baptist of LaGrange. A friend of the show, one of the hosts of the show, wonderful.
He got an event coming up, too.
He ain't say nothing about it. Okay, well.
I don't know. We need to broadcast that.
What kind of event is it? Is it a church event?
I don't know.
Never mind.
He said some gospel, R&B, jazz, the whole nine.
I don't know. Is it a flyer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a flyer. I got the invitation.
Oh, okay.
In the mail.
Oh, in the mail.
Yeah, it's like four. And I believe it's either this weekend. I think it's this weekend.
Really?
This Saturday.
Really?
If we might go to his page, we might can get it.
Okay, maybe I have to go. Maybe it's not for everybody, though, if it ain't.
And that could be true.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that. We're not going to put that out there. Because, you know, I know it ain't for everybody because I didn't get no invite. So we just going to leave that right where
it's the mail. Because it all came in the church mail.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to. Well, what he would do? He know the address over here? Because I don't get mail at the other place.
Right now, I know he didn't send it.
Yeah, I hope he didn't send it to the old studio location.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, my Lord, it just threw a whole monkey wrench in the place. Thank you, LaTanya, for the warning about Dr. Henderson. Thank you, because she didn't say a word, Madam Producer and them. But anyway, we had some more people join us since we started. With this, I was told that, did you see Popcorn Ace Williams said, Parks, you've lost weight with about 5 question marks behind it. That's why he said, is that you? He said, you've lost weight.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to get it down.
Share to say, Parks, you look skinny. Come through, man of gold. She said, you look skinty.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying, y'all.
Skinny, uh-huh.
I told you guys earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm taking it slow.
Oh,
nice and slow.
They confirmed the name of the Teletubbies. It is Tinky Winky, La La, and Po.
Oh,
my
God.
And Tinky Winky, according to Sheridan Davis, definitely had a purse.
Oh.
I'm just saying. He definitely had a purse. But who people, let's see who joined here. You said Sheridan joined. Sharissa Gregory, God bless you. Thank you for watching, listening, all of this stuff. Marianne Bolden.
Hey, hello,
Kelly.
I'm back. Hello.
What? Hello. Lord in the world.
I'm back.
I have no control
thank
over this
so
show.
Hold on. Listen, I do on a very, very serious note, if you can. Thank you so much, Bob, for reminding me. The Second Baptist Church of LaGrange will be hosting a gospel and jazz gumbo featuring Wanda Rogers. here in LaGrange, Illinois, on Saturday, going open at 6:30, our heavy hors d'oeuvres, horse divers, and a glass of wine or two will be given. Tickets are $40. But for more information, please call the pastor at area code 662-812-3408. Please come out and support Dana and Cornelius. I already have your tickets. I need your $40. Thank you so much. Celebrating our 142nd church anniversary. Thank you so much. You all be blessed out here. Amen. Thank you.
Is there a flyer or anything?
Yeah, there is one, and
is it on your page?
Yeah, I know your technological is happy.
Is it on your page? Can you text it to me? Can you send it to Tanya so we can post your stuff?
Listen, y'all pray for the pastor. You know, technology wasn't my strong suit at the church. I mean, at the cemetery. You know, pray the Lord. So what I will do is I will send it immediately.
Yes, please do that. Please do that, so we can put it on all of the media outlets and all that good stuff. When is it again? Can you give us a date one more time?
It's on Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for the late information, but go ahead. Uh-huh.
Well, listen, babe, listen. Since I haven't been invited to be on the show, you know, I have to get in where I fit in. You understand? Since they canceled the Wednesday night worship. Praise the Lord.
Is there anything else, Dr. Henderson?
No, that is all. I promise you I will not try to tap back in, praise the Lord, but I will send you the flyer in Jesus' name.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Have a good evening, sir.
All right, you do the same now, here.
Bye. What in the world? Okay. So,
man, when you do that, you know, do y'all remember the episode of Martin? When Shanae won the date with Kid,
and he, I'm the winner.
Yeah,
that's just what we sound like coming in. It's on the radio.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you, LaTanya Melton, for that. Thank you so much. Anywho,
we got more people popping in.
I know, right? Who else we got? Call them out.
Danny and Donald.
Oh, my niece. Yeah,
right.
Go ahead. Yeah,
Princess
yeah.
Johnson.
Princess?
Princess Johnson.
Okay. I know I saw Shiante Bulis.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Reverend?
Yeah, Shiante Bulis.
And your twin.
Angela,
Angela.
And
we pointed it out today.
Angela, why don't you invite Michael to be on your show?
Now that would be interesting.
I would just sit back in here and just be dead on the other side. Because, you know, I sit over there when her show is live. I'm over there. I'd be running it all from over. Angela and Michael. Messy. Oh God! Anyway. Who is Michael? Really?
Henderson.
Pastor Michael Henderson. Really, Angela? Who is Michael? I'm gonna let you and Henderson work that out. I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done with that. I ain't got really. Who is Michael?
Me and him. We twinned it up today. We look like a number 10.
Oh God! Bless the Lord for my twin.
How
did
we get on the same?
Yeah.
Sweater print today. Like,
and I actually had I got a bunch of my, was it Argyle? Let me get the name right. That I can't find on the way there.
I love Argyle.
I don't know where my, I got a
especially
bunch
of, I'm losing weight now, so it don't look like a checkerboard.
I was, you know, I'm the king of the sweater vest. Like,
yeah.
I literally had a big enough. I don't know where I only could find like four.
See, when I was much bigger, man, it looked like a straight checkerboard.
What? Not 10, 1, not. Oh, you said we look like 0, 1,
0, 1,
and not 10.
0.
Oh, because of the way it's
all
on
the
screen.
All the way on the screen.
Right, we just. Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, because it's 10 if you're looking this way, but you
gotcha.
See it that way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they don't. Okay, all right.
Gotcha.
All right. She said we look like Boy Scouts. You know what? I'm done. I'm done. Anyway, y'all, it's so much stuff going on. So, real quick, we're going to shift gears just a little bit.
A lot, yeah.
Man, what happened before the shooting?
it was something that happened before the shooting. It was we had the shooting on at the synagogue over the weekend.
Yeah, the bomb threats were the pipe bombs
yeah. in the mail. Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy.
And but let me tell you something. It don't take them 5 days, 4 or 5 days to find them.
Yeah, they got it kind of quick.
Yeah, it don't take long.
Well, you know, I have some friends on Facebook that believe that the whole thing was
45.
No. Oh. That believe that the whole thing was faked.
At first.
Yeah, they thought the whole thing was fake. Like even now, they still say that the bombs were never gonna blow up. This was. I have some friends, and I say that loosely because I really don't. Let me say that. I should say associates.
Okay.
I have some associates who are somewhat conservative in their thinking.
Okay.
And that's fine. I'm cool with that. I don't care about all that stuff. But they truly believe that Democrats set this whole thing up to make it look like they were being targeted.
Really?
To get sympathy votes because of the upcoming election in November.
I that takes too much time for me to be
that's a lot. I used to watch Scandal too, I know Scandal has some good storylines, but however, that's a bit much. But then you had the shooting in the synagogue, man. 11 people now dead. 11 people. Jewish synagogue.
You know, honestly, I don't care what religion you are.
Don't matter.
And I think that's one of the problems with this America, period,
mm-hmm.
or this world,
mm-hmm.
is that we got too much division.
Mm.
Too much. I mean, everybody, and it's sad to say this, you could sit every type of religion in here,
yeah,
and everybody will believe what they believe in to get to heaven.
Mm.
And so the question is, who's right, who's wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when something like this happened, it hits home. It hurts me.
What I heard the Jewish rabbi say, he said, this is not a Jewish problem.
It's not.
He said, this is a American problem.
It is.
He said, whether it was us.
It is.
He said, a couple of years ago, it was South Carolina.
Yes.
When
yes.
he walked in that church.
Yes.
He said, before that, it was a Sikh temple.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, man.
Yes.
And
yes.
when you have the, and it's interesting, I was listening, I didn't get to watch it. I was listening to, the briefing from the White House today, and how Trump is blaming the media for what happened. He's saying that because the media is pushing hate. So I guess we just supposed to forget all the stuff that he tweets out on a daily basis about what's going on. I'm just confused by that. What was the okay? I thought she sent the okay. Never mind. I was confused by that. It just blew my mind that he's saying that the hate. Oh, is that the thing? Oh, okay, cool. Where'd you get? He sent it to you?
He texted to me.
Oh, okay. Did he text
and
it?
You.
Oh, he did. Okay, I see it. All right. I'll. Can you text it to Tanya? Yeah, send it to Tanya so she can post it. Thank you. It's just a shame, man, that you can't even sit in church. And then this clown had the nerve to say, it probably wouldn't have been as bad if they'd had armed security.
And you know, he said that openly.
Yeah. He was in front of a microphone and cameras.
Man.
It wouldn't have been as bad had they had armed security. Oh, she said no need, she got it. My bad.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, wow. Like really? But it did make me think though, because we've had incidents, we ourselves before we know before we moved.
Yeah.
This issue of that friendship.
Yeah.
They didn't shoot in the church, but they shot at somebody going in the church.
Wow. Wow.
And I believe they now have, if I don't know if they still have it, but they got armed security right after that.
So let's talk about it. At Bishop Watkins, Roosevelt Watkins Church, the funeral.
Over here on that, I was at, Monday, I was at a funeral at Leakin's Sons.
Wow. Right.
For our member son who passed away. Leakin's Sons also had that funeral.
Wow. Did y'all talk about that Monday?
No, because what happened Monday? No, did we talk about it? David Rogers, we might have.
Okay.
We was all, with David Rogers.
Yeah.
We was over here.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, and the crazy part is there's no safe haven
no.
anymore.
No.
The church is not
nowhere.
There used to be an unwritten rule.
Nowhere.
You don't do it by the church. You don't do it on the church, and you definitely don't do it in the church.
There's no safe haven anywhere. You know, it's amazing. I remember growing up, and many of you guys can attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
Laramie and Ferdinand on the west side, there's a church right there on the corner.
Mm.
And we used to hang out around there, but we had respect for that church building.
Mm.
Even if that church building was open or closed, we had respect.
Mm-hmm.
The respect level for the Lord's house is vanished.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, and many of you might probably argue this, but this is my opinion. I believe a lot of disrespect come from the church. A lot of people disrespecting the church because of how the members disrespect the church.
I was about to say, if the quote unquote supposed believers don't respect it,
yes.
Why should
yes.
we expect outsiders
yes.
to feel any or treat it any
yes.
different?
Yes, yes. And so it hurts me. And if you don't have a heart for what's really taking place in this society,
mm.
you know, the scripture, Jesus told us to hate the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hating the people, but hate the things of the world.
Right, right, right.
That's our job as believers.
Right.
We don't supposed to gravitate to the things of the world and
mm-hmm.
then let go of the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job is to embrace the word
mm-hmm.
and release
mm-hmm.
what's happening in the world. And we're, as believers, we're so opposite now.
Yeah.
We're opposite. We're more gravitating to the world than we is the word.
Yeah.
And what's happening is causing a conflict of interest with our worship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because here it is, we want the Lord to do this and that for us.
Mm.
But here it is, we are chasing after the things that he despises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I just preached Sunday on the Lord, he will supply.
Mm.
And I came out of Matthew 6 and 33, and did research on seek. That means look after.
Yeah, yeah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then I talked about his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
That means his standards.
Yeah, standards.
The Lord have standards. And if we just pause right there for a minute and we look at how we don't live up to the Lord's standards.
Mm.
We live up to man's standards.
We've lowered the standards.
We lowered the standards,
yeah.
but we move to man's standards.
Yeah.
And here it is. This is what I mean by lowering to, moving to man's standards. You got to be careful what you allow to come into your ear, because what comes into your ear enters into your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, people tell you to quit. People tell you to leave. I have so many people told me to leave my church because my members don't love me,
mm-hmm.
because they're not taking care of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to look at that whole thing. Me leaving is not of God's standard.
Come on now.
I got to listen. The scripture said, I got to turn the other cheek.
Yeah, you got to wait till he
releases. I can't go eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Right, right.
You know, I can't. I got to love those mm-hmm. that despitefully misuse me.
Preach in season out of
season. So
come on.
Here it is. Sometimes when you're living up to God's standard,
yeah,
it makes it seem like people walking over you.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not really walking over you
uh-huh.
because you're living to God's standards.
Wow.
God will prevail no matter what you do, but you can't keep flirting with the world.
Wow. Shawanda, what's up, Shawanda Battle? Shawanda Battle, Shar's maid service. Y'all need to check her out. She does amazing work. She does amazing work. Shawanda Battle, respect starts at the top and trickle down. And then she says, exactly, the standards are being lowered.
They are, man. You remember the term we used to have with God fearing?
Yeah, that don't.
We don't hear that anymore.
You don't hear that no more.
We don't.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you don't have it's one of the conversations I have quite often about, you know, the level of accountability is lacking.
Mm.
You know, it's more of, you know, even in schools, I notice it, you know, at the school where I am, Pilar Shara Academy, I'm over there, and they have this, they want you to, it's more of a, rather than punish you, we want to try to, I'm trying to think of the term, the terminology it is, but it's just stuff that you and I would never get away with in school.
Gotcha.
You know, ain't no way we can act up in the classroom and you know,
gotcha.
Flip a desk, you know, cuss out the teacher.
Gotcha.
And do all these things, and
gotcha.
then the ramifications be a spank on the head.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And I understand why we don't want to put kids out of school.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of these kids have learned how to game the system. They know you ain't gonna do nothing to
God.
Me.
Yeah.
And that's the same way in church because they don't see God
holding them accountable that day of, it, they feel like they're getting away with what they're getting away
for
with.
For real.
That's why the standards are so low.
And, but let me share something to all of us, too. Just because you don't get receive that punishment right then and there,
come
don't
on
think
now.
God have forgotten about
my
that.
My God.
You know, remember now, it was Moses that was pleading to God on the behalf of the Israelites
mm-hmm.
that the Lord wanted just to wipe them clean.
Yeah.
But the Lord, because of Moses, he was pleading to God on the behalf of the Israelites.
Mm.
I want to say this. Just because you don't think that he's seen you, God knows everything.
The scriptures
say he knows the number of hairs that's on top of your head.
It's in the book now.
Before you even do anything, God already knew that you was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that's who he is. He's all-knowing. And so a lot of times, and this is strictly for those who believe, because I can't expect an unbeliever
mm-hmm.
to behave or to have great character like a believer.
Mm.
You, believers, we can't keep lowering our standards to try to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we lower our standards to get man to like us.
Wow.
In this journey, as being a believer, you're going to have a lot more people not like you than they are for you. If you look at Jesus had more people against him than he had for him.
Wow.
And that's part of the suffering that we as children of God must go through. And I think a lot of times, too, what messes up is a lot of us preachers got this deep doctrine that we're losing the folks. We call it a prophetic word, but the word is so far over their head that we don't give simplicity of what the word suggest us to do. The word give us best practice principles. The word is an action. It help us to live. But if you just try to speak a prophetic word, and it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. You know, I'm not saying that the Lord didn't give you a word, but every person who calls himself prophet is not given a prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And it's too many. We're losing folks. We fight in the battle. You got those with a prophetic word, then those who only like to hoop and holler, then those who just give inspiration. It's like that's a different culture throughout the society. And so now people wondering, what's best for me?
Mm-hmm.
What where do I go to? Who should I follow now? And I don't care how the word come out, long as the word, preach the word, teach the word. You know,
yeah.
I'm one that, hey, if you like to celebrate in your hoop, do it, but make sure before you get there, you said something.
Right, right.
Even with prophets, don't just give me a prophet, a word of you. Give me a word that's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
how you know a prophetic word, if it's in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that you just thought upon, and here it is. I heard you tell somebody else the same thing, and now you want to tell me that.
Wow.
To get you some change.
Wow.
No, man. You know, it's time. You know, and I said this. It's soul searching time for every believer, every leader. You got to know what works for you. You got to know what's your shaping.
Mm-hmm.
Your ministry is not so broad that you can afford to be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in critical times, and maybe this is a prophetic word, is stick to your lane. Stick to what God assigned you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your specialty in ministry, be good at doing that. Be great at doing that. Don't try to step out of lane, because one thing I learned, they don't stop a race because you get out of lane. They just disqualify you.
Disqualified.
And the race still goes on.
The race is going to go regardless.
Somebody else going to win. But you, by you being disqualified, you don't even put yourself in position to be placed.
And that's the problem with a lot of us in the church. We disqualify ourselves before we even get into something. There's a couple ways. You know, if you run out of lane, you get disqualified. If you start before you're supposed to, you only get one false start. You get one. I think in the Olympics, you don't even get one. I think one false start and you out. In other stuff, you get two. You get the one chance, and then you get one. Yeah, that's it. Two false starts and you're out. So we got to be careful. We got to be careful with that. I want to make sure I clarify something, because I know I said the name of the school. I wasn't talking about Polaris being like as a bad school or anything. I want to make sure I clear that up. I'm simply saying that a lot of our schools, period, there's this thing called, I know what it was, with Community Renewal Society.
Okay.
It was called Restorative Justice. That's the term.
So,
I like the term, because you don't want to suspend kids. However, with the restorative justice piece, you got to be careful with that, because when once kids recognize this, I think they flip the script on a lot of the administrative staff.
Can I be real with you? When I used to work for Central State Sheriff, this is when restorative justice just first came out, and so they was training us to teach peace circles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it, peace circles. Peace circles.
Wow.
You have all you take a bunch of at-risk youth or kids that's going through, put them in a circle, and they have an opportunity to release what it is that's in them.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
So, and they call it peace circles.
Okay.
So, however, they had to train us, and believe it or not, it took us 2 weeks.
How to do it.
Now that we know how to do it, I'm telling you why. There were so many adults holding on to some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And as they was teaching us, we started going through our own dilemmas, our own problems.
Wow.
And so now the instructor told the director, he said, it's impossible for your staff to give these circles if your staff is not healed.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just imagine how many people of us leaders that try to give a remedy of healing for others, and we still held in bondage.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Ego problems.
That's
pride.
Good. That's good.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to be really, really, really careful with that. But you're right. When you have if the adults are holding on to some stuff, then they don't understand it. The restored. I mean, when we were talking about it, when we used to be a part, when Kingdom was a part of the Community Renewal Society, the restorative justice piece was a big deal. And the part about it was because you don't want to see kids suspended from school.
Exactly.
You don't want to see kids expelled from school. But what you do want is to make sure that the teachers, they understand the same thing, because it's got to be frustrating for them.
Oh, definitely.
You know, you're trying to teach a class and you got to constantly do this and do that and all this other kind of stuff. So it's more, I think the training needs to be, like you said, there needs to be a more advanced training on how to handle said situation. It's more like I know in the corporate world, when we would go to retreats, well, we would have our conferences for 3 or 4 days, these management conferences, stuff like that. You know, we did a lot of role playing.
Exactly.
And I remember when I was training customer service reps, part of the training was I was the worst customer. I made sure I was going to be the worst customer you ever got.
That's good.
So if you could deal with me when it happened in real life, you'd be good. And I think that would help in some instances, because you know, like I was told early on, you can't grab nobody's child. I was told that before I got in the door. Don't snatch nobody's kid, because you know that's what you want to do. That's what you want. Can we? Shante Buley said, "What? Can we go back to just giving pumpkin head?"
Lord have mercy, it worked for us.
I wish.
Man,
Lord have mercy. I just need about 10 minutes with a few people.
Man, listen.
But you can't.
Right.
And they know you can't. And that's at any school. Kids now, you know, the laws are, and it's for a good reason. The laws are set to protect kids, to protect children. But at the same time, if you're trying to teach, if you're trying to educate and do those things, there needs to be some type of ground rule.
To be honest, I take my hat off to educators.
Absolutely.
They spend more time with their kids than the parents spend with their own kids.
Yeah.
Because they're in school 8 hours, right?
Pretty close to it, now. Yeah. Because I know at the school I'm at, they're there from 7:50 to 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And so watch this. They make it home, let's say 5 o'clock. Ain't no telling what time the parents might get home from work. And so now bedtime is between 8 and 9.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So they only have time to...
Yeah.
To,
they're there for just a... Yeah. It's a lot of time.
Eat dinner, do homework.
It's a lot of time.
Take a bath or go to bed.
You know, check the homework.
Yeah.
Right.
Serious. Yeah.
It's a lot of time. So, look, y'all, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's article, 3 Ways to Spot Christian Backstabbing. Oh, this is going to be good. So we're going to jump into that.
It's going to be real good.
It's going to be real good. We're going to jump into that, y'all. But in the meantime, I might as well go ahead and get a little bit more, because we kind of like it. We're going to give y'all a little bit more of this praise. But we're going to hype it up until the EP release. That's what we're going to do. And plus, there's something that Facebook can't put me in jail for yet, because, see, it ain't technically really out yet. So they can't say we was playing some stuff that we were supposed to be playing. So, yeah, that's what we do. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO. Come on, ladies, the same thing.
When the devil starts bugging you, just learn where it's meant to be, and that's underneath.
probably ain't feeling this one too much. This got a little bit too much.
Heck no.
He got too much.
Man, please. Man, he gonna rebuke it. In Jesus' name.
He ain't feeling this one.
No,
man. Look, this is a banger. Here, though.
Yeah, this,
look,
man.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, this is good. We will be in the house November 17th at 6, I believe 6 p.m. Tanya, give me that. Shoot me that flyer for Lanesia's.
Are you going live?
Oh no. I may do it from my phone or something. Okay. If we can, that's the part I don't know because it's a live.
Yeah,
well, you know what it might be because it's an EP release party, so it's not the live recording.
Yeah.
So it is EP. Yes, we probably can do it. So yeah, we can do that. It'd be great if I could set up in there though. That would be real hot. That would be real hot if we could get up if we can get in there and do a setup. But it's not, you know.
Yeah.
It said Union. I forgot the name of the church. Tell me, give me the info for Lanesia's thing. But yeah, anyway, y'all, we got this really good article. We got plenty of time to get this. We're going to get through this, and we're going to be on time tonight. Praise Jesus. Three ways to spot Christian backstab. I'm just going to ask you this real quick. You ever been backstabbed in the church house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. I just want to figure that, you know.
I can relate.
You can relate?
I can relate.
Oh, I can relate.
Relate.
Anyway, y'all, we got this good article. It's on churchleaders.com. It's called Three Ways to Spot Christian Backstab, and I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this, then my brother going to take over. It simply says, the writer says this, he said, Jesus said that the world would know that we are his disciples by the love we have for one another. According to the scriptures, if we don't love one another, we cannot claim to love God. Good news. Historically, Christians have been known and marked for their love for one another. For example, let's see there. Aristides, a second century Greek philosopher, observed how Christians in the early church cared for one another. If they hear of any of their number who are imprisoned or oppressed for the same or for the name of the Messiah, they all provide for his needs, and if possible to redeem him, they set him free. Bad news. We struggle to live out our faith, and professing Christians can fail to love one another well. People who have been around the Christian faith for a long time can even learn how to backstab each other in a way that appears to be Christian. Oh, Lord. He says, of course, it is not. It's deceitful and disingenuous. Oh, Lord, help us. Manipulative people, he says, familiar with the Christian faith can actually use Christian language to embolden their backstabbing. Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
They can call someone friend and brother while manipulating and dividing. My God. They can disguise their sinful behavior with the language of the people of God. It is pretty nauseating when you think of it. Backstabbing among the people of God is a deep violation of our faith and a horrible representation of our faith to the world. With that in mind, here are three ways you can spot Christian backstabbing. He says, I put Christian backstabbing in quotes because there is nothing Christian about it. Man, before we even get to it, bro, disguising it with the word.
Man, it's crazy. And you know, people do that. Like, seriously. Christian backstabbing, you know, we put it Christian because it's in the church.
Yeah.
In the Christian church.
Yeah, yeah.
But backstabbing, it have been going on for many years.
Yeah.
And you never know, you don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it in a van.
Mm-hmm.
You only feel it after a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the shameful things is it normally comes from those who say they love you.
Wow. Wow.
You never have to worry about annoying an enemy that backstabbing you.
Oof. Oof.
You only have to worry about those that know you or those that you don't think that will partake in such indulgence of backstabbing. And it's sad how we as a culture, people, and I'm not even saying culture because that's just sticking into like African Americans, but this is inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how we can not want to see others grow.
Wow. Wow. That's good. Go ahead, read. Go ahead, get the first one. Point
number one. Backstabbers frame gossip as a prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
A common technique is to frame gossip as simply sharing a prayer request so you can pray specifically. Those who employ this technique simply open their gossip session this way and then feel free to share anything they want. If someone does a lot of talking and very little praying, you have spotted a backstabber.
Oh, Jesus.
How many of y'all have been through that? And I often say this, you got to be very reluctant to everyone who's come up to you and want to know your story before they even offer prayer.
if someone does a lot of talking and very little praying, you could probably spot a backstab.
Man.
That's a lot.
Man. You got people want to know everything that's going on with you before they even offer prayer. And then even when they offer prayer, they still trying to dig deeper into your matter.
Talking about they speaking in the prophetic and they up there just telling your business.
I don't have a problem with true prophets and prophets.
None at all. None at all.
But I have an issue when you're trying to deceive people and you try to manipulate them in a sense of letting the whole world.
I'm going to call you up.
Yes.
And prophesy to you.
Man.
Because I know you.
Man.
And tell all your business.
Man.
And now you up there in front of all these people. That's why you crying.
Listen. Listen.
Because you're trying not to kill me.
And I'll be honest, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm single.
Mm.
And I'm having sex.
Oh, Lord.
Being single, that's fornicating.
Uh-huh. That's in there.
I don't need no prophet or prophetess to come to me and tell me the Lord told me to stop having sex.
Wow. Wow.
That's not a prophetic release.
Wow.
I know I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
That's just vividly.
But if they discern that from you without you telling them anything, then what?
You know, that's the take on every man.
No,
I can't.
Because what if you ain't?
Yeah, you know, that's the take. I know somebody that was insulted by a prophet just recently.
Oh, okay.
And everything that they said they was doing. Matter of fact, I think it had something to do with his wife.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And he was going down the line saying you're about to lose your wife and all that.
Oh, Jesus.
And the catch was he wasn't even married.
Wow.
So, you know, you got to be careful. You really have to be careful. When the Lord give you a gift, use it with great discernment.
That's good stuff. Jesus. That's good.
Be careful who you guys ask to pray for you. I'm serious.
I said that on Sunday, and I've been saying that for a while. Yeah. You got to be careful because, you know, everybody ain't praying. You know, first of all, you don't know folks' spirit.
No, you don't. You don't.
You know, I was here for, we got here in March, and I was here for March, April, May. It was May before I prayed for this church. Before I even prayed for the congregation, before I asked them to come down, because I needed to know who I was praying for and what I was praying for. So I'm not one of the ones, you know, you be at church, like, all right, man, you get up and you do the prayer. No, hold on, what? You know, you want to know who you're praying for and ask God to speak to you so that you can speak to Him. You know, God, give me what to say. Tell me what to pray to you. You know, but you have to. Why I'm not, you know, people say, when people say, let me pray. No,
yeah.
I need to ask God what I should be praying for.
That's praying in spirit.
That's it.
That's praying in spirit.
That's it. And you got to be able to do that. We're talking about backstabbing, y'all, in the church. We're talking about backstabbing in the church house. Three ways to spot Christian backstabbing. And the Christian is in quotations because, of course, it ain't nothing Christian about backstabbing. But number two says, backstabbers talk about the person rather than to the person.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Funny, I got this one. The writer says this. Another common technique is to ask for wisdom from someone about someone else. The best Christian backstabbers don't only ask for wisdom from one person. They methodically bounce around to many people to build alliances or tear someone down. This completely disregards Jesus' teaching about resolving conflict. Jesus told us to go directly to the person before escalating to other people and to even leave our offering at the altar to go make things right with another believer. If you are listening to a list of complaints about someone and interrupt to ask, have you talked to him or her, and the answer is no, then you have spotted a backstabber. Can I just jump on this? I know for a fact that a lot of people would rather ask questions about someone than to come directly to that someone to get the answers.
Yeah.
And the reason I believe people do that is because they really don't care.
Yeah.
Because if you cared about me, you would come to me.
That's good.
You wouldn't go to five other people. But see, a lot of times people don't come to you because of cowardice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the term wisdom because
and let me show this. James 1, I think, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
So if any man lack wisdom,
mm-hmm.
let him ask of the Lord.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, even, and this is both sides, those that the victims,
mm-hmm.
be careful who you go to.
Mm.
Just because everyone have a title or everyone seems to be holy.
Yeah.
Them probably not always the ones you go to. Listen, I've learned this, even the Bible says,
mm-hmm.
it's go to the elders.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know,
try the spirit.
Yeah, about, yeah. I don't think they're going to go and spread. You know, one of the things I've seen this, and I made this vow. Even
Bishop
about,
Lane Hudson, what's going on, sir? Go
even,
ahead.
Even mm-hmm. by talking about pastors that came preaching all this,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because I don't like it don't mean nobody else don't like it.
That's true.
And a lot of times people don't like us is because of that person. Is one person have said something to others about us
mm-hmm.
based upon their encounter
yep.
with us.
Yep.
And don't mean because we had a bad encounter that
mm-hmm.
then the new person and I will have a bad encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people ask, why do I stay to myself now?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you don't know who really have your best
yeah,
interest in the heart.
It's amazing how high schoolish the Christian community has become.
Yeah.
yeah. High schoolish.
We don't do what Matthew said about go to the person. We cowards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we can't bring nobody else because when we bring somebody else, then we don't recognize how much at fault we were.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everything that we try to use as a protective shield of us, as a cover-up, let's just use that term,
mm-hmm.
a cover-up, you know, everybody that talk about you, it ain't like they have something against you,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes you got to have a self-check as well.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You got to have a self-check,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want, if you in every crowd you've been in, you've been victimized
mm-hmm.
by certain things, the
mm-hmm.
same stuff. No, you got to check yourself. But man, people do talk about.
Yeah, I think you would kill a whole lot of negative spirits in the church if people would go directly to people whom they. And here's the deal. It's just like the writer said, and I like this part. The writer said that they go to you. Look, they come to you. Let me come to you from wisdom on how I should handle this situation. When I really don't want you, I want you to know that so and so is dirty.
Bottom line.
And this is the best way I can put it out there, you know. And I want you to know that this is a situation. How, Pastor, how do I fix this?
Man.
And it ain't about me trying to fix it. It's because I want you to know, just in case you didn't know, and I want you to know that I know.
I think we have become the most critical people in the world.
See, they're doing the reverse of what Jonathan did for David.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Remember when David
That's
messed
good.
Up
yeah.
and Jonathan came to him,
yeah.
Jonathan said, you know, he told the story about
yeah.
the ewe lamb, and,
yeah.
and David was like, well, wait a minute, that person ought to be,
yeah.
and Jonathan did that to convict David.
Right.
You ain't doing what you're doing to try to help me.
Right.
You doing what you're doing to
right.
try to, you trying to take me out of here.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I have a problem with that, man. And I know just on a personal level, that's some
that's
stuff
good.
That really bothers me. Cause I went through that, real rough.
That's good.
You know, during you know last year, towards the end of the whole election process, it was a whole lot of that going on. A whole lot of that going on. So, but it's
yeah.
all good. It's all good. Come on, man. We're talking about three ways to spot Christian backstabbing. So, number one was backstabbers frame gossip as prayer request, and number two, backstabbers talk about the person rather than talk to the person. Number three, go for it, sir.
This is so tight. Backstabbers know lots of information on lots of people.
Oh, Lord.
Help us. I'm going to say that again.
Help us today.
Backstabbers know lots of information on lots of people.
Help us.
Lots of people come to me because I am there for them and they trust me. It sounds like a very Christian thing to say.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
But the person who continually hear gossip from others is likely the person who sends the signal that he, she wants to hear it.
Mm.
Backstabbers excel at having info on everyone else so
Uh-oh.
They can leverage it at times that suit them.
Oh, God.
For this reason, it must be exalting and tiring to be a backstabber. Someone who gossip and about and backstab another person is likely to do the same to you.
Jesus.
I got an issue.
Yeah, buddy.
When you're in a conversation.
Yeah, buddy.
Talking to a person.
Yeah, buddy.
and they know everybody's business.
Everybody's.
But then nobody know their business.
Here's, no, I'll take it a step further. You sit and have a conversation, and they say something negative about me or you, and my question is, well, what did you say?
Wow.
And then why were they so comfortable coming to you with it?
Wow.
That's the real question. Why were you so comfortable running to talk to you about it? That, so there's always that tells me that there is a level of comfort. Because see, there's certain people, like, you know, and I say this all the time. You in my small circle of people I call friends, I'm not gonna be in the room while you talking. They gonna change the subject real quick. Oh, we ain't gonna say nothing about her or him because they know. First of all, change the subject because I'm that dude. Change the subject.
You know,
because you gonna do what you gonna do regardless. Change the subject.
This one hit home.
It does.
Because I wrestle with two people.
Uh-oh.
And they're pastors.
Yeah, yeah.
That they know everybody information.
Yeah.
I don't care what state they're in.
Yeah.
They know.
Mm. Yeah.
They know.
About everything.
About everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a situation that one of the guys went to a mutual friend in another state and
said some stuff.
They came in was saying, man, I appreciate you doing this, blah, 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 blah. But did you know?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. You're sitting there, you're promoting me.
Yeah.
But then you
at
end,
the same time
you end with it. Did you know?
Yeah, you promoted me on the front end, but then on the back end,
you start saying, did you know?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I'll go this far. I'll go this far with it. When you had your situation, you know, Negroes, you know, at first I know anything about it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't because it was, you know, I didn't know anything about it, and somebody from Austin. Inboxed me because they found out about it, and I'm like, what? And all it said was, have you talked to your boy Parks? And I'm like, no, I don't know nothing. I'm like what's going on? Because we hadn't talked yet. And it was like, okay, like whatever. So it was like, man, you need to go check something. Like, okay. So I went and looked, like, oh, okay. And all I did was I was like, well, no, I haven't talked to him. I'm like, but I will. That was the end of it. And one of the things that did not happen because, you know, they wanted to make it blow it up more than it got blown up, right?
Definitely.
I wouldn't participate.
Right.
So, you know, they were like, share this, do that. Somebody actually tried to put it on the Austin page. And it got shut down.
Okay.
We ain't having that. We shut that down. Because I'm like, no, put that crap on your page. If you want to be bold, don't try to put it in this group page.
Cowards.
Put it on, yeah, exactly.
Cowards.
Put it on your page.
Cowards.
So, exactly. So, you know, and again, it's like, I just thought that was a little underhanded.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little shady.
And it'd be people who close to you, or people who talk to you.
Or your soulmate.
You got some people, and let me say this to you. You guys, and I ain't gonna say, you got a demon.
Yeah.
You got some imps.
Yeah.
That's sitting
in pulpits
in the cut, waiting for opportunity.
Absolutely.
To do what they've been sent to do.
And when you have any semblance of a platform that other people are jealous of, they're looking for the first opportunity to tear you down.
Definitely.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
And whether it was the radio show, whether it's your outreach ministry, which is really your platform, you know, that's your thing, and people are looking for a way to be like, because they can't do it, and they don't know how you do it, because they know you ain't got no money, but you're constantly doing it, and they're mad that they can't do it, so it's like, oh, let's see if we gonna break this.
You know what the crazy part is, and I'm gonna help somebody with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know when your friends joke with you, they say certain things, and they do it in a joking manner.
They ain't joking.
They mean that.
Yeah.
I have some friends because even if you knew, you know I do a lot of outreach, and I can't get the quote. I don't know if it's shiesty or crook or something, and it was geared towards my outreach.
Mm.
it was geared towards how I do this and do that.
Mm.
And I knew it was a jealous spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how he said it, I thought he was a friend. But how he said it, it triggered something in my spirit.
Wow.
And everything, let me tell you guys something. Everything that triggered in your spirit is not for you to say anything.
That's true. Sometimes
it's to keep you aware.
It's just to keep you aware. It's not for you to go on attack. It's to let you know.
Yeah, I remember that part on Friday when Craig now messed up the story. It was Friday.
Oh, Pinky.
Not Pinky. Miss Mike.
Oh, okay. Oh, Magic. Yeah, the pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he asked the lady, "Where were your antennas?"
Right.
Honestly, when some things come upon you, it's to keep your antennas up.
That's it.
Because sometimes we get too comfortable.
Yeah.
We get too complacent in situations with people.
Yeah.
And the Lord never wants us to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
No.
Only way he wants you to be comfortable is when you're in your bed and you're having sweet rest.
Yeah. Comfort breeds complacency.
It does.
Comfort definitely breeds. Yeah. And a lot of us have gotten comfortable. So this was good. I'm glad. A lot of us have been there. Go ahead.
I'm going to preach this thing.
I'm gonna
go back to this and put scriptures to it.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna parsonize it.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious. You know, I like the writer. Matter of fact, let me get his name.
Uh-huh.
Give him the credit.
Uh-huh.
Eric Gregor.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. He got some stuff in here.
Yeah, he got.
That
yeah,
is great.
Absolutely.
And because we don't talk about this in the church.
Mm.
We don't.
Yeah, we don't. Look, man, this has been great, man. It's been a good show. We finna get ready and get out of here. Pastor Parks, prayers on our side.
Father in heaven, we thank you that, number one, we on time. Number two, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for the words you have given us, God. We thank you for our listeners. Father, we pray that we take and incorporate this in our hearts, that we no longer do what this letter was saying it was doing against others.
Mm-hmm.
God, we pray for complete change in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that you give us traveling grace and mercy to our destination. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we are about to get out of here. It has been a great, great show. Hope y'all enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank y'all so much for listening on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for watching on Facebook Live. We got to go. We got to be out here. Y'all be blessed. And remember, if you got to drive through these special streets we call Chicago.
Release it.